Chapter 12. It's our customer service that makes the difference. After doing the exercise in our last chapter on finding your one thing, I wonder how many of you have started down this path. Well, it really is our customer service that makes the difference. We put such an emphasis on better customer service. In fact, we hear horror stories from our customers on how they were treated by our competition. So really, the number one reason to choose us over anyone else is the better buying experience we offer. It's our customer service that makes the difference. If you've started down that path as your one thing, here's what I would recommend. Put it in reverse, back up, and go find something else because it won't work. From an advertising perspective, customer service is not a differentiator. The reason is pretty obvious. It's because you and I as consumers ain't buying it. Everyone makes the claim of better customer service. And isn't it amazing that American consumers think that customer service stinks in this country? So, businesses can claim it, but no one believes it. Nobody reading this right now will ever be motivated to jump off the sofa and make a purchase decision because someone promises a better buying experience. Yet we hear it all the time in local advertising, across every category imaginable. In fact, it's the most common answer to our question, so why should I come shop you versus anyone else in your competitive landscape? Well, you know, Tom, it really is our customer service. Or, we treat you better. Or, it's our people who make the difference for a better buying experience. This is all cliche blah blah in the minds of the consumer. I love the time I met with a business owner who spent a half hour describing how customer service was the big differentiator between his business and the competition. He took great pride in telling me about his staff expertise and how well they took care of customers. At the height of his customer service chest thumping, the phone rang. Since there were no other employees in the building, I asked if he needed to answer it. His response? Nah, I'll let the machine get it. Are you kidding me? The bottom line, I've yet to find the local advertising campaign that launched a business to the stratosphere by saying, "We treat you better." As my mentor Jim Doyle says, customer service isn't something you claim, that's something you earn. And you earn it after they've already engaged your business, which means you have to find something else that will bring them to your front door. Now, don't get me wrong. Excellent customer service is critical to the success of any local business, no doubt. I suggest you establish ultra-high standards of customer service from all of your employees, especially those who connect directly with your prospects and customers. I am not downplaying the importance of excellent customer service. The mistake that many advertisers make, however, is that they want to focus on customer service as the main reason to choose them over the competition. And that falls on deaf ears, because we've all had way too many bad customer service personal experiences. Even service industries struggle with good customer service. Trust me, as a road warrior, I could bore you to tears with service industry letdowns. I experience them every week. Like the front desk rep at a major hotel chain who responded to my simple request to bill my two-night stay separately so I could do expenses more easily. Yeah, I can't do that. Or the rental car company that couldn't add a second driver to the reservation over the phone. Or the major airline that, well, let's not even go there. So why do so many local businesses land on customer service as their one thing? It's usually because they haven't spent any time trying to really discover a true differentiator. Call it lazy, call it stubborn, call it unaware, call it naivete, call it whatever you want. I find that most businesses don't dig deep enough to establish their differentiator because they think claiming customer service will work. Gee, Tom, if everyone believes customer service is awful, shouldn't I tout the better experience I offer as a way to win a customer and beat the competition? I wish it worked that way, but it just doesn't. The public has been burned too many times. I've met with tons of advertisers who insist they really do deliver a better buying experience, and that should be the focus of their message. I used to argue. I used to try and point out that it won't work. Now, when someone answers the "why you instead of your competition" question with some version of better customer service, I simply say, "Great. And what else?" When everybody touts something that nobody believes, it's advertising waste. Two advertising pet peeves of mine. One, it's our people who make the difference. Two, I am, insert business name. I was watching a local newscast and heard an announcer say, "Sponsored by Northwest Bank, where it's our people that make the difference." Really? Is that the best you can do? I can just hear the ad agency asking the bank president, "Now why should someone switch to your bank?" And the bank president responding, "Well, really, it's our people that make the difference." Well then, if you say so. "Our people make the difference" is, as my colleague Don Fitzgibbons, the guru of ads, would say, complete blah blah. It says nothing, means nothing, and will result in nothing. Now, what if that bank focused on a real benefit, like extended hours? I know, everyone does banking online, but think of the small business owners who have daily deposits. Would a specific benefit as simple as extended hours do more to put that bank on the banking map, to create a file in the mind of the consumer? I'd say so. There's a bank in the South that is open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on weekdays. It's something they hang their hat on. In fact, their front door handles are shaped as the number 7, open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's a very specific and distinct differentiator. It may not matter to all, but it will definitely matter to some, like the small business owner. So I ask you, which is more effective? Northwest Bank, it's our people that make the difference. Or Liberty Bank, open every weekday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. At least the Liberty Bank slogan offers something tangible. And from a guy who has personally met with dozens and dozens of marketing directors at banks and credit unions all over the country, I'm hard-pressed to recall the marketing position of any. Except I do remember Liberty Bank, open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Also, what's with the I am creative craze? You've seen this creative concept. Fast cut edits of different people proclaiming, "I am," and the last face finishes it for all. "I am," insert business name. I suppose it's a business's cool way of saying, "It's our people." Again, I can just hear the ad agency creative powwow. Their big differentiator is their people, so let's highlight a bunch of different, good-looking employee faces all saying, "I am." We'll get a nice, diverse cross-section of faces from all their different departments, we'll edit them together, and the last one will say the business name. Big institutions like hospitals, utilities, and banks love to use this technique. I watch those ads and I think, great, and I'm Tom Ray. So what? I now live in Florida, and there's a company or business or something down here called Mosaic. They do something with agriculture. The first few years I lived here, I'd regularly see their TV commercials, and they used the I am Mosaic concept. After seeing their ads for about 2 years, my wife turned to me one morning and said, "So what do they do?" My reply, "Damned if I know." I've lived in Florida almost a decade, and I still really have no idea what they do, why I should care, and what they want me to do as a result of their advertising. And they spend a ton on advertising.